team now that we've come across over, I think, maybe the last 4 or 5 years at Ulster Championship level. I know you supplement that with coming across them in league football too, and even McKenna Cup. You know that there's a lot of familiarity there with them, and likewise we have with a lot of the other Ulster teams, and I suppose that's naturally going to happen when you're in a province of 9 counties. So yeah, huge game, huge challenge. Monaghan are I suppose the current Ulster champions, and they're in huge merit, so it's up to ourselves to try and come up with a performance that can try and match them and put us into a position that we can try and capitalise on trying to get a win, you know.
And beat you in last year's final by just a point.
Yeah, but I suppose 2015, if you look at the Anglo-Celt trophy, it'll be Monaghan 2015 written beside it, and whether it's by a point or by 20 points, they still won and they still performed better than us in the day. And that tends to be always the case in any game that you do play. So yeah, come here, we didn't come up to it in certain levels of our performance last year, and that's something you have to think long and hard about throughout the winter. That's something you think about every day, you know, when you wake up throughout league football, and you know, getting yourself ready for championship, that you think about them, the hurt, and you think about the pain of not being at it on that day. So that's something we have to try and address and put right now, and the only way you'll do it is on the pitch on Saturday.
And does that hurt be a motivating factor?
It has to, you know, you use anything and that is one, and any time you get defeated or any time you get beat, it tends to be something that sticks in your mind quite vividly. And you know, I suppose we've experienced a couple of them now against Monaghan. Likewise, we were fortunate enough to get over the line a couple of times against them too, and you know, it's no harm in saying that I suppose that a couple of the defeats do stick in the mind, and you have to address them. And you know, you can speak about them and you can train about them, but the way you really try and put them right is just trying to get a performance out in the pitch.
No great secret, I suppose, the emphasis with Donegal has been all year, even though they were hoping to do well in the league, was on the championship, and that's what it's about now for this Donegal team, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're going out to play in a league game, it's of huge importance, you know, and you're mad to one for your county and one for everybody you know that comes to them. We have a fantastic following that comes to all our games, both home and away, and you're mad to win every day you go out in the league. You know, you put a huge emphasis on it throughout the league, but knew you shouldn't then realise when you're in the boroughs and depths of the championship that, you know, championship is a different ball game, and you know it is a be all and end all scenario that you be in. And you know, it just highlights the huge importance of all their championship days, you know, whether it's a preliminary round, a first round, second round, or whether it's a final. They're just absolutely huge days, and they're days that you just have to win, and you have to get a performance to get Donegal over the line, and I say Saturday is going to be no different.
In terms of yourself, your own fitness, you had an ankle injury, I think, for a few weeks before the Fermanagh game. How are you?
Grand, I'd say I was ready to good to go, I suppose. I knew it when I did it at the time in the club league game. You know, having their fantastic medical team which are there, and the work that they did, I was very indebted towards them. You know, they says if I stick to it and push it on the way I can push it, that I can be back, you know, and in training, you know, 10 days prior to it. And I suppose that's the way it materialised. I was out in full training 10 days prior, and I was delighted with what I got under the belt before the game, and happy to have played in the game and contributed whatever way I can, and likewise now to get the next couple of weeks without it. So, you know, delighted to be fully right again. Anytime any player gets an injury, you're always, I suppose,
especially an ankle injury.
A wee bit of doubt in the mind, you know, that you hope to be back for the next game. But thanks be to God, I got back for it, and likewise now push on again for this time and trying to get a performance, you know, both individually and collectively as a team, you know.
Donegal Monaghan games, by their nature, have been close and have been pretty tight, and very little room up front, very little room from once you hit the other team's half forward line.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, that's the competitive nature of it. It's the competitive nature of what all Ulster games tend to throw up. You know, you look at any of the games so far, they have been that way. They've been very, very tight encounters, you know, both trying to get forward and both trying to defend. Any of the games that we've played against Monaghan so far have come down to very, very little. And, you know, both teams are familiar with each other and know each other quite well, both individually and collectively as a team, in terms of the way they perform. And, you know, Monaghan throw up so many, you know, huge tasks for us to try and you know, get over, and it's up to ourselves to try and get over them as much as possible, but at the same time try and push our own plan and proceedings on things. And you know, just
you found it difficult to score against them.
I like anything, it's always a very difficult thing to do. They're a very, very good side, you know, defensively they're very, very solid. They've got loads of good defenders throughout the pitch, and very, very hard working players, you know, when they're without the ball. And Likewise, you know, we've done relatively well in trying to negate as much of them as we can ourselves, you know, but, you know, it comes down to very, very fine margins, and, you know, it's difficult to score against most teams now at the moment, so you have to try and throw as many arrows from many different areas of the pitch for them to try and have to deal with, you know.
The tactic has been very much with Donegal, certainly in the last couple of years in the Championship, is to defend the numbers, but to break at pace.
Likewise, I suppose that's the way it comes out with, but I think, as I said there in the previous, I suppose, bit there, you have to throw as many different, I suppose, arrows at the thing, you know. You have to, you can't be that one dimensional all the time, and you have to really throw it with different other ways and attack with different ways, you know, whether it be kicking or whether it be running or whether it be all different sorts of ways. And, you know, you see more and more teams now with defenders getting on the score sheet, and I think the more arrows that you can throw at the things, then the harder it is for one team to pinpoint and negate. And that's what you have to try and do, especially against a team as experienced as Monaghan, and no doubt they'll be trying to do the same.
And tell me, in terms of Sunday or Saturday's game, what is it going to take?
You know, just like every Ulster Championship game, it has to take everything. You know, you have to be at it on so many factors, you know, in terms of kickouts, in terms of defence, in terms of attack, in terms of workout rate. It just takes absolutely everything. And, you know, two teams are going to go on to Cavan, and speaking from our own behalf, you know, we know that we'll be going up there, and we have to prove ourselves both as individuals and collectively as a team again. And we need to prove ourselves every day we go out on Ulster, and every day we go out to play with Donegal and put the Donegal jersey on us. And, you know, we just want to do it for the county, and I suppose get ourselves back in a position where we can try and win an Ulster Championship again.
And tell me, in terms of the team this year, there's a couple of new players coming in. Obviously Ryan McHugh and Oran McNeilis have established themselves on the team in the last couple of years. They're still very young, but Marty Riley, I suppose, turned in a big performance the last day against Fermanagh, and Owen McHugh came on as well and had his first game, so that's obviously encouraging for, shall we say, you and the more established players.
Yeah, absolutely massive, you know. And as I say, they're part of what we like to throw at an attack, you know. And as I say, they're them types of players that can really, really get us scores and can be really, really dangerous from different areas of the pitch. And, you know, they've really, really trained hard. They're there in merit, you know, and, you know, they've bided their time, and they're just fantastic to have. Marty's a player that we're really, really happy with. He's worked very, very, very hard, and likewise, Owen is a threat in terms of his pace and everything, what he can do to teams. And they're two good lads who've come through the ranks with Donegal, and who just mad to play with Donegal. And if collectively you can get that across the board, then, you know, I don't think we'll be far away.
Donegal have enjoyed great success over recent years, and you've been there and involved. In terms of mood in the squad at this stage, how would you compare it with other years and those successful years?
Aye, excellent. You know, mood is always the same. You know, the boys really, really enjoy training hard. You're in the depths of it now. Every single day you go out on a training ground, that you have to prove yourself and you have to work hard. And, you know, as I say, there was fun there, and I suppose there's a difference now a wee bit with a couple of maybe the younger lads that are there, but they're absolutely no different to a few of the older lads. You know, the same fun does be there at times in the season when it can be, and the same hard work, you know. So, you know, like anything now, when you're a player and you're an individual, you know, that is in the panel, you want to try and get game time this time of year, and likewise then that game time you want to do something with it to push Donegal over the line. And we're lucky, both young and old, they're all Donegal men, and they're all mad to try and get Donegal over the line.